Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Isaiah 65. For behold, I create a new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered nor come into mind. It's important to remember that. Back in Revelation 21, where he says, and neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. We read in Proverbs chapter 10 and verse number 7, that the name of the wicked shall rot. The name of the wicked shall rot. And you've heard me from this pulpit say this before. We have some visitors here this morning. That often people would wonder, for eternity will we think of our loved ones who are suffering in the lake of fire forever and burning there? No, he's going to wipe that memory away from us like they would do a computer bank. I don't know nothing about computers, but I know you go in the computer and wipe it clean, you know. I like this illustration better in the computer because I don't relate to computers. I don't own one. I don't want one. The closest I got is my phone, and I don't even mess with that hardly. I just learned how to text about a year ago. Anyway, I like this illustration better because I can relate to this. I got this from my dad. That our minds, I wish our minds were like toilets with a little treadle on the, you know, how you flush it and all that garbage is in there. And you can go to somebody's mind and just flush that thing and all the nastiness and all the freshness goes in. Well, God's going to do that to us. And you know what I'm talking about. He's going to wipe that memory from our loved ones that would be eternity in the regions of the doomed and the damned. We won't be thinking about them. And are y'all following? The memory of the wicked shall rot. In other words, it's going to be done away with. He makes all the former things are passed away. I mentioned some things last week. No more sorrow. No more separation. No more sin. No more sickness. Won't that be something? My wife's at home. Wally's at home. Others at home sick. Well, one day we won't have any more sickness, any more pain, any more hurricanes. Amen. No more power outages. Why? We don't need the light because Jesus is going to be the light of the city. And he ain't never growing dim. You know, Daniel was talking about the other night, his lights are starting to flicker. And then they came back home and all of a sudden they just went out completely. Well, that new Jerusalem, Jesus is going to dwell there. You don't have to flip on a light switch. You know, he's going to light. He'll be the light for that city. So we see that I have a note here. In Genesis, God invoked the curse. Remember when Adam fell? God invoked the curse. In the book of the Revelation, God revokes the curse. If he invokes it, he can revoke it. How can he do that? Because he's God. I like the part where it says no more sorrow. And I'm glad, you know, there's a lot of sorrow in this world. Job talks about man is born for trouble and sorrow. I mean, just death. I will say this. Paul and him came over to the house yesterday and had some trees down in the yard that was hanging over. And we cut some limbs. And out of the tree fell some baby squirrels. Yeah, I know, but my wife's feeding them right now. They're about this big. I mean, the eyes ain't even open. They probably wasn't a couple days old, if that, you know. They're pink, you know, don't even have no fur on them. Ugly. Men are ugly things, you know. Look like little rats, and she's probably feeding them right now. Okay, got to feed them every 3 hours. We had to go to this kind of society. I had to go to the pet store to get some stuff. I couldn't let them lay there and die. So I take them to the wife, take care of these things. And she's laughing right about now because I was working. I said, you got to do some of these things. I said, get me a paper towel. We'll lay on paper towel. Anyway, we sent Kendall to the pet store to buy some certain powder that you feed these things. $50 highway robbery. I told my wife I should have thrown them in the garbage can, those little squirrel things. I'm kidding, Miss Iris. I would not have done that. I wouldn't. Would you flush them? Is this being recorded? This is out on the internet. The whole world knows that you would have flushed baby toilets down the, or baby squirrels down the toilets. Anyway, we said, let me get back on track, okay? There will be no more death. All right? My wife won't have to be, you don't have to be feeding baby squirrels and every 3 hours, you know, and all this stuff. Won't that be something? But even beyond that, this is what excites me. There'll be no more sin. The sin nature will be eradicated. Won't that be something? Have you ever heard of S.F. Breeze? A good godly man. He's in heaven today. He started the Nazarene Church. Good God. Matter of fact, people ask me all the time. Because I talk about the Baptist, and I'm proud. I'm a Baptist. I'm a Baptist from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. Through and through, I'm a Baptist. Well, you think only Baptists are in heaven. No, I don't. There's a lot of Baptists that are going to be in hell. A lot of Baptists. But there's going to be a lot of Nazarenes, a lot of Pentecostals in heaven, a lot of Lutherans, and you just name them. If they called upon the name of the Lord, the Bible says they shall be saved. Care who you are, where you come from, okay? I don't even know where I was going with that now. Florence, I lost my train of thought. I am getting old, I guess. Anyway, but we will. Oh, the S.F. Breeze. He taught that you could have an eradication of the sin nature. In other words, you can so live in this life that this sin nature would be completely eradicated. And they call it, you ever heard of the Holy Rollers or holiness movement and all? They could live in such a way that they don't sin. Man, I could appreciate that thought. The problem is you just ain't ever going to reach that state. Not here. Okay, there's some people, I'll never forget, I don't want to rabbit here, but it has some. I used to go to Garner Elementary. I grew up here in Inwood, and I would walk to school. Garner Elementary, kids don't walk to school much anymore. Anyway, I would walk to school. And just down the road on 26th Street, there was another preacher that they were Assembly guy, some kind of, I forget now, I was just a kid then. But his daughter and me would walk to school sometime because we just walked together. And she told me one day, she said, you know, I don't sin. Really? And I'm just in elementary school. I was fourth or fifth grade. Yeah, I don't sin. Really? Yeah, my dad taught me that we could live a sinless life and all. Well, I won't go into it, but I'm sure she, even fourth, fifth grade, thought she was live a sinless life. I'm telling you, the Bible says there is none righteous, no, not one. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But, like Ronnie said, in this side of heaven, we all have the sin nature, the old sin nature. I'm glad one day that this sin is going to be eradicated from us. Now, whenever we receive a new body, in that translation of the saints, okay? When the dead in Christ shall rise, then we which are alive remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. That's, we no longer have sin nature. We have a glorified body. However, those ones that lived through the tribulation period, remember we talked about that, I'm not backtracking, but they enter into the tribulation period in their physical bodies. They survived the tribulation period, and they stand before Jesus at the judgment of the living nations. Remember that? Are y'all with me? And he separates the sheep from the goats. These are living people. The ones who are saved enter into the kingdom, into the millennium. The lost, he casts them into hell, and they show up 1,000 years later at the great white throne judgment. That's a whole other story. But they enter, only saved people enter into the millennium in their physical body. Are y'all following? And they will never die. They will live forever in their physical body. Matter of fact, let me just back it up just a little bit. If we believe that Jesus could come today, and we believe that, do we not? Amen. If you don't believe that, you've been wrong before, okay? Jesus could come today. I'm looking for him to come. That's what imminent mentality means, by the way.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And come visit us this Sunday evening at 6 p.m. to hear Danny Funderburk minister to us through music. You won't want to miss it. That's this Sunday, October 30th at 6 p.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly is our prayer.